Dirt roads to rock crawling, Tuba Chuck to screaming eagle, moonshine to 50-year-old single malt. We talk about it all here on Wheelin' Wine and Whiskey with your hosts, Jason and Chris.
Welcome to Wheelin' Wine and Whiskey, episode 140. Chris?
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
I'm great.
Welcome to episode 140. 140. Can you believe that?
Shit.
We're almost to 150. What are we going to do for 150?
I don't know, but we're gonna party like rock stars down at KOA's first. Because
yes,
after,
we're
going to be there 3 days after this episode drops.
Oh, my gosh. 3 days. I hope I'm ready. Well, let's...
It's all about checklists.
We have been spewing out the KOH content.
Is this our KOH month?
We just been, we're KOH all year long.
We're KOH 12 months a year.
We're Ultra 4 all year long, but, you got the month leading up to KOH that gets real exciting here, so...
Hell yeah.
So, threw out a little bonus episode for the volunteers.
That's right.
And circling back with some of our favorite drivers. And, just cool, cool stuff. So, this episode, most of you will probably be listening to on the way down to KOH. I hope you're driving safely.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you're towing, 55 mile an hour in California. You know, check your mirrors.
Your $12 a gallon diesel.
That's, no kidding. Jeez. Careful over the Tehachapis if you're going over the Tehachapis.
Where did I see something? Yesterday I was in town here and I saw diesel for $4.59 a gallon.
$4.59?
I almost pulled a Huey to swing back and fill up my tank.
It was like $3.54 in Nevada when I was
I didn't fill up in Nevada when we were up there for
that
Mr.
was not
for
smart.
The Slauson episode.
Anyway, let's dive deeper into this whole KOH thing. But wait.
We got a few things to cover.
We got a little housekeeping to do.
Housekeeping.
Left pillow.
As always, we want to thank our patrons. We don't have any new patrons this month, unfortunately. But we have a lot of patrons that we certainly want to...
Hey, but we've got some flask being mailed out to patrons that have qualified for their flask after
Absolutely.
3 months.
Yeah.
We got some good ones. Holy Water, Jackass, there's Dusty Drone.
Dusty Drone.
And what was the other one?
No Fireball. With the Ghostbusters.
Yes, with the Ghostbusters.
So there's some good ones. So they're printed, made, and they're going to be going out in the mail.
Yeah, and thank you, Lee Lim of Sol Function, for getting those laser etched for us. Those little mini gas cans are what they are.
Absolutely.
Little jerry can. Super cool. And so thank you, Lee, for facilitating that once again for us. So, okay, go on.
Well, I don't
Review.
Know. We're going to see some of those in the wild down at KOH.
Oh,
maybe?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I know Amber will have hers in her little Carhartt little kangaroo pouch in the front.
That's right.
So I know that'll be there.
Man, Carhartt's making
what
a big...
What does hers say? Shit show?
Shit show? I don't
no,
know.
No, what does hers say?
Teehee?
Teehee?
I don't think
so. No, Brian says shit show. I don't know what...
Well, she'll have to let us know. She'll give us a ration.
Oh, I forgot.
For that.
That's but, bad. There's so many of them that are out in the wild now.
So if you're not a patron and you love the show and you want to support us, you can go to wheelingwineandwhiskey.com, and there's a link at the top of the page that says patron or something to that effect.
Yeah, Patreon.
And it'll direct you to the Patreon website where you can sign up and become a patron and support the show.
Yep.
Not necessary, but we certainly appreciate it if you do.
Oh, it's super cool. And you go to that top tier, the $20 tier, and after 3 months, then we will send you a personalized flask.
Your very own. Yep.
Old Elk logo in the center, and then whatever you want engraved on the bottom, laser etched.
Up to 10 characters.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. We've done some pretty cool stuff. So, Lee has done some pretty good. We just facilitated it. But anyways, so check that out. And thank you for your support, our current 51 patrons. We thank each and every one of you.
Love you all. Absolutely.
So reviews.
Yeah, we have a new review. And if we love these 5-star reviews. They pop up. If you happen to be on Apple Podcasts, you can, iTunes, I believe it is, you can post a review there, 5-star review. And Jason, if you IG, if you DM Jason on the IG, he'll be more than happy to send you a sticker.
Yeah, I sent off a couple here recently.
Absolutely. So the latest review we got was posted up on the 10th of January here, 2022. The year is 2022. Titled, it's a 5-star review. It's titled Best Off-Road Podcast. Hell yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about accurate.
So it's from Desert Jordan via Apple Podcasts. It says, the best off-road podcast. Love their banter, wheeling info, racing updates, whiskey and wine recommendations. I look forward to the newest episode every week. Awesome. Thanks so much, Desert Jordan. Really appreciate your support.
Yes, that's cool. So sticker is on your way. Is on the way.
On your
to
way.
To you.
On the way.
Is on the way.
It's in the mail.
Checks in the mail.
Checks in the mail. There's no check. We got no money. So yeah, again, if you I mentioned already how you want to leave a review and get your stickers, so go ahead and do that if you like the show. And if you enjoy the show, be sure to share it with your friends and family and tell them how much you like it, and maybe we can gain some new listeners.
So there you go. And you know, another way to reach out and touch us is through the phone lines.
Oh boy. Yeah. What's that number?
It's 408-800-5169, 408-800-5169. And we do have one here.
We do?
Yeah.
Oh, man. People actually call that? Sure, go ahead.
It's. It looks like it's from one of our friends here.
We don't have any friends.
Okay, maybe we don't. All right, let's see. Hang on. Stand by. Let's see if we can get this to play.
Oh, boy.
What up, gentlemen? Jimmy Jet here, and I have two items now that I'm calling in to talk to you guys about. First one, which I didn't know I was going to tell you until I called, is that you guys need to change your voice message. It's very outdated, and you guys have now found Lorenzo, and we have actually brought him back for you. So you no longer need a Lorenzo tip line, and if you don't change it by the time this airs, everybody needs to call in and listen to that. It's pretty hilarious. Anyways, hey,
it's been changed.
Episode 137, and you guys were talking about the Infinity bottle. And Chris clarified that the Infinity bottles need to be the same brand of whiskey. I just want to get some additional clarification, because for my Infinity bottle, I put any type of whiskey, brandy, and I think I avoid scotch into mine. And as long as it's not a flavored whiskey or something that'll really throw the
fireball
off, almost any whiskey I add. So whenever I buy a bottle of whiskey, I take the first shot of that bottle and I pour it into my Infinity bottle. So I have everything from like Jack Daniels to Willet inside of my Infinity bottle. And it's actually not my favorite bottle on the shelf, but it is very tasty. So maybe you can actually clarify that a little bit for everybody and tell me if I'm doing it correctly.
All right.
Anyways, hope to see you guys soon. I'm excited to come and party with you guys down at KOH, and I'll talk to you guys on the text messages before this airs. So peace out.
Peace out. Thanks, Jimmy.
Oh, first of all, you are doing it wrong, Jimmy. You drive a Toyota. Well, thanks for calling in, Jimmy. That's good. No, you're absolutely right. It is not, it doesn't have to be all one brand. It can be any whiskey, and definitely stay away from flavored or scotches, because scotches are whiskey, but definitely a whole different flavor than any bourbon or just straight whiskey.
Right.
So, yeah, and that's a good way to do it is, you know, you buy a bottle and pour off a couple, you know, a finger or two into this decanter or a cool bottle that you have and marry everything together and see. And, sometimes it tastes hideous, probably worse than Fireball at times, but the other times it could be like one of the best bottles ever. Yeah, you pop the cork and the angels sing. So, that's the beauty of an Infinity bottle. It's like a box of chocolates. You don't know what you're going to get at the end of the day. And it's constantly changing, too, if you know, you're adding to it and taking some out and adding some to it. So those ratios are going to change. But, you know, just kind of a fun thing.
Sure.
You know, have with your buddies.
I don't think anybody's wrong here.
No, nobody's wrong. Nobody's wrong. But yeah, it did change the voicemail. So thank you for reminding me of that. And yeah, thanks for finding Lorenzo. We really, really appreciate that. I wish we knew who took Lorenzo in the first place, but we'll try and figure that out.
We still have detectives working.
Yeah. And I know you're looking forward to KOH. So are we. And Lorenzo's looking forward to it. And Lorenzo's looking forward to not being kidnapped this year, too. He wanted me to send that message to
you. Donkey-napped.
So just throwing that out there. So there you go.
Yep. You shouldn't have said that.
All right. So that concludes our voicemail segment of this podcast.
It's like challenge accepted.
Oh, boy.
Well, right on. So the KOH week continues. The build-up to KOH continues, and we've been reaching out, as Jason said before, to some of our previous people we've interviewed and talked to, some of our favorite racers. And, so we're going to just...
Let's roll into what has been released that we know as of right now.
Oh, you're going to go there.
Yeah, well, we are the foremost authority on, Ultra 4 here, so sure. we got to stay up to date, keep our listeners up to date.
All right. Well,
so there was an email that was released with course notes from Dave, of course, but then there's also been other emails released on what's going on, clarifying some questions and misnomers and stuff of, KOH week.
Misnomers?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of bullshit that gets thrown around out there on the old interwebs, and if somebody comes up with something, crazy, and then you go, oh, no, that can't be true. And so sure enough, it's not.
Everything's being clarified.
Well, I don't know. Here's what I know.
Okay.
Here's what I know. That I'm reading directly off an email from Ultra 4. COVID testing.
Okay.
Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And you're right. No. So currently not mandatory for an outdoor mega event, no testing. Of course, vaccinations are recommended but not required.
So we're not going to shove a swab up our nose.
I know. You won't know if you're going to be pregnant or not, Chris.
I guarantee you that's not going to be the case.
So and then we've got the first ever Hammertown pub.
Right, a bar.
Freaking beer hall. Is going to be set up Oak Hills Brewing, I should say.
Is that going to be one of those inflatables?
I don't know. That would be super cool if it's one of those inflatable pubs. That would be freaking epic. It's going to be out on the east side of Boone Road, and apparently they're going to have shuttles running from the gates of Hammertown out to the pub. So
drink responsibly and don't drink and drive. And
Yeah, from 12 to 8 daily, 12 noon, so you can get your early morning beer in to 8 p.m. So pretty cool, pretty damn cool. That's going to go on from January 28th through February 5th.
Right on.
Music. So with Monster Energy being involved over the years, and they have really stepped it up. We had Sublime there on Saturday night back in 2019 before the world came to a screeching halt with COVID. And
freaking COVID,
bringing it back, all kinds of bands, ones you've heard of, ones you haven't heard of, but they're all going to be great.
Dueling Pianos,
Saturday the 29th. Yeah. Hired Gun, 6 p.m. So the Hired Gun trio, is going to be right there. The Droppers at 7 and LA Dueling Pianos at 8:30. Dueling Pianos are a freaking blast.
They're fun.
They play off the crowd, and if you've never seen a live Dueling Piano show, that is a must-see in your lifetime. That's a bucket list item. So you're going to be able to see that for free, or with the price of your admission, I should say.
With the price of admission.
On the 29th, yes. If you're there early. And then, of course, Wednesday night, we've got... here we go. More concerts. So Spray Allen opens at 8 p.m. Never heard of them.
Nope.
Could be great. I don't know. We're going to find out. But then Sublime. So Spray Allen is going to open for Sublime at 8 p.m. Wednesday night with Rome. So that's always that's going to be fun. That's a good show right there.
Long night.
Then of course Saturday, the final dance. Literally the final dance.
4400.
So that night, after the race, they crown the 4-time king Randy Slauson.
Oh shit.
The other one is Bailey that I'm rooting for.
Cole or Campbell?
Bailey Campbell, the first-time queen of the hammers.
That'd be super awesome.
Wouldn't that be cool? That'd be awesome. There it is right there. So February 5th, 8 p.m., we got Hammers of Oz. And Kyle mentioned them, that they're supposed to be pretty good. So Ozzy Osbourne.
Band, yeah.
So that's going to be good. I wonder when they're like talking normal off stage, if they're incomprehensible, like
Ozzy. I want to hear their crazy transition.
And then the Thrill Killers. that's good. And then Pennywise at 10:30. Pennywise, the band, is going to be the final act here at KOH Week. So, woo-hoo. I mean, oh my gosh, just all the different things. You got, of course, a week of racing.
Week of camping.
You got, music. And then, of course, the shootout. No King of the Motos this year. So no motorcycles. No. But you got the pub.
And you got trophy trucks.
And you got trophy trucks at the beginning of the week. I mean, come on. Seriously. I mean, how can you, the bang for the buck is out freaking standing, especially in this day and age.
Yeah.
So anyways, of course, you got all your food vendors there.
Too bad Jason's not excited.
The Dang Brothers Pizza. Looking forward to them. Hot fries. So let's see.
Have a burger there again or not?
I don't know. It doesn't say here. I don't have those details, Chris.
No deets.
Here's what I got. So of course, we're starting out the week with desert racing on that first weekend.
Yep.
Saturday, Sunday. And then rolling into Monday night is the shootout, which is always a blast.
Right.
Watch some of the East Coast guys and their rock bouncers. Just freaking hammer down and literally hop up the hill.
Are they going to do the rock crawling between again?
I don't know. It does not say anything about the rock coronation in between.
No. Huh?
So, Tuesday, Wednesday, we got qualifying and practice and all that stuff. Wednesday night's power hour,
right?
That's always fun.
Absolutely.
On the short course where you get the big dogs out there, the 4,400 cars qualifying for spots and positioning for the big dance on Saturday. And then of course Thursday, we got the golf cart race.
That's right.
Coming in hot. We've got three teams that we know of that are racing. We got Ainsworth and Bill Heisenberg.
Heisenberg.
And then, of course, Jay Barry. So Jay Barry. With Toby. Have you met Toby before?
I've not met Toby.
Well, you're going to meet Toby.
Okay.
Toby's going to be there. I can't wait for you to meet Toby.
All right.
Toby. Well,
looking forward to
Toby's
it.
Great. Toby's got a badass rig himself.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But met Toby down in... Sand Hollow, I talked about that before.
I never heard of it.
His name's Toby. Just throwing it out there.
We also have, one of our favorites is going to be right seating in the...
how about that? Sides. Kevin Jones, Ultra 4 Jones, is going to be right seat four caddy in the golf cart race.
And you're going to hear about that a little bit later in this episode.
Oh, my gosh. I got to stop talking about this. Somebody's going to stab me with a T in my eye here. Hashtag sorry, not sorry.
Right.
All right. So then Thursday is the golf cart race. And then Friday.
EMC.
EMC.
EWC.
And Every Woman Challenge. So this is a blast of a day. Sorry that we're not going to be able to cheer on Ultra 4 Jones, but we've got several other cars that we're going to be cheering on.
Yep.
Arturo Soria. We got D-Mill with a welder.
Amber Turner.
Amber, of course, that we would love to see cross that finish line.
Hell yeah.
Nothing more. So, and then we got Justin Hall out there.
Right.
That day. Who am I missing here, Chris? It's just, and we got EVE. So we've got Kyle racing that day.
Well, you're going to also have, you know, Randy Slauson's going to be driving a 40.
Well, then you got your whole list of, you know, the big dogs that are out there. Of course, Levi Shirley and Lauren Healy and Randy Slauson mm-hmm. and, you know, Miller's and Campbell's. And, well, I don't know if Campbell's doing the 44.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
4,800.
He's doing 4,900, but, or maybe not. I don't even know.
I don't know anymore.
Yeah,
there's so many cars in that camp. But anyways, good stuff. And then, of course, rolling into Saturday.
4,400, baby. Big dogs. The unlimited. Big dance. Unlimited.
And like I mentioned before, that's my favorite morning in motorsports. Unlimited. Yeah, there's some really cool cars, brand new cars that are going to be on that line, like Lauren Healy's.
Yep.
All looking forward to that.
Independent suspension cars.
Of course, yep. We talked about Randy Slauson's brand new car, so that's going to be awesome to see compete. And man, it's a bittersweet day. It's you look forward to that day all week, but you know that you're going home the next day.
It's
the end of the week and effing Boone Road. Yep. There it is. hey, it just reminded me, I had Peak, Alex Peak's another one that's racing, Peak right. Family Racing there. Of course, the Wicks. We cannot forget the
Don't
Wicks.
Forget the
How
Wicks.
The heck did we
Justin's
forget the Wicks?
Gonna be,
hey, that was a great episode with Justin and Chris.
On Snail Trail.
Snail Trail 4x4. So if you haven't heard that one, go look that one up. That was really cool. And, of course we had the pleasure of wheeling with them this summer. So much fun. Yeah. Last summer, I guess, technically, 2021. And then Eric Wicks, of course, is going to be racing. Mm-hmm. So we got to see his car in the, bomber hangar and, man, I mean, it's just so many teams. I mean, we interviewed Callaway back over the, last year, I mean, it's like crazy. But anyways, we talked about horsepower. And, you know, so Slauson said he's running about 600 horsepower.
Right.
And then Alex wrote in and told me that there's some cars that are pushing like 800, 900 horsepower.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. So...
making it happen with a lot of ponies.
They are, absolutely.
I mean, those can't be naturally aspirated, can't? I mean, they got to be turbocharged or supercharged or something to that end. Did he give any details regarding that?
Yeah. So, Peak Racing. So Crossland is almost 900 horsepower to the wheels. Gomez Brothers are around 1,100, if he heard it correctly. And then Herschel is another one.
For an endurance race, 1,100?
Yep. And then Paul Herschel's car is putting out about 1,000 with that Danzia motor. So,
wow.
Yeah, it is. It's just insane. I don't know. Lots of torques, lots of power,
lots
of fun. So,
just going to send it.
Yeah. So let's see what else,
so much stuff coming up.
There really is. I mean, they got the Pit Crew Challenge going on at night.
Oh yeah.
You know, of course the Tribe 16 Fire that goes on every night.
Don't forget the Ultra 3 race.
Yes, Ultra 3 race
Tuesday night.
I'm sure this is airing after the 19th, but they got the Progressive King of the Hammers KOH live pre-show. So you could probably go back and watch that on the
YouTube,
the Ultra 4 Facebook page.
Yeah.
So all kinds of good stuff, man. I just you know, what more can you say? It's just
well, there's
holy
just
smokes!
So much stuff. So much. I mean, we can only cover so much content. We're just two people, but we're doing the best we can. And I know that we've spent some time this past month doing, you know, getting around and talking to some people. And we definitely, for the rest of this episode, we've got two awesome chats we did with some people. And hopefully we can roll into those here shortly and you're going to enjoy what we have for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we've been pushing hard here, so it's been great. We've been getting some great feedback, and we love giving it to you. We give till it hurts here at Wheeling Wine and Whiskey. So, anyways, I don't know, Chris, you got anything else that we can throw out there before we get into these chats with
I got
Kyle.
I mean, you've covered it all, man. I mean,
I tried.
Let's just roll into this chat with Kyle Seglin, Boston Kyle, the driver of EVE, not only the driver, but the builder and the brains behind the whole concept of EVE, which was that Toyota 4Runner that was a beater race car that used to be internal combustion, and they converted to electric power for last year's race, 2021 KOH.
Correct.
And we circled back with him, and great information for their plan for 2022. Some great improvements to the car. So without
we got Kevin Jones.
Well, yeah, but let's do EVE first, and then we'll do.
Okay.
We're
gonna do a separate intro for Kevin.
We are.
Wow,
that's isn't that special?
Does he deserve that?
Yeah, I believe so.
He's not even racing this year. He's playing golf, for God's sakes.
Hey, let's just roll into Kyle, and we'll go.
Yeah,
from
great
there.
Great chat with Kyle here. So let's do it.
Roll it.
All right, Chris. Here we are, yet again. More KOH updates here.
Woohoo!
From our favorite drivers. You know, we have a select group that Hell we yeah. like to circle back with and everything.
Nothing but the best.
And we have the best, our number one EV driver of all time. It's Kyle Seglin. Kyle, how you doing?
Hey, what's up? I'm doing good.
Boston Kyle
in the Heezy baby. Hey, man. So thanks for taking our call. We're just happy to circle back with you, and we are days away from KOH week at you know, Johnson Valley, and you know, we followed your whole you know,
the original EV build.
Yeah, last year and leading up to the event, and you finished. You were actually able to get the first EV vehicle through the course and finished at King of the Hammers 2021.
That's right.
Super cool. And so I know you've got bigger and better things going this year for 2022. So let's get into it, man. What have you been up to? What's going on?
Well, it's been sort of a wild year. I was kind of hoping to make something from scratch, but as of right now, that didn't exactly come to plan. So we're redoing the Toyota.
Okay.
We cut the whole front end out of it. We took the IFS out of it.
Oh.
And we put a FJ80 front axle with coilovers, with 14-inch coilovers,
oh,
and a
man.
three link suspension.
Cool. Yeah.
So we're just wrapping that up.
Solid axle swap.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. And it's going to do a lot better. So this year we're definitely going to run the rocks. That's what we want to do.
Okay.
I'm not even sure if that's on the official EV desert. Like, I don't know if that's part of our race, but we're going in the rocks.
So you're gonna like finish the, if it's not part of the race, I can see you crossing the finish line and they're like, okay, here you go, you won the EV class, and then you're gonna take off and go up like Chocolate Thunder or something,
be like Ian Johnson. Yeah, and Miles will be like, where's he going.
Yeah, we built the car to go in the rocks. So,
okay.
That's what we're doing. That's where we belong. That's part of KOH and Ultra 4. Last year we were the first class to ever just race the desert lap, and
right?
That's not where it's at. The whole point of King of the Hammers is to get in the rocks. So.
Yeah, but it's a good start, man. I mean, from what you guys started with last year, don't discredit it, because you started with a pile, and turned it into something and made it. You know, you proved a theory.
That's right.
That it could work, and it was a huge monumental day. I that was super cool. To watch you cross that finish line, man.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So don't discount that at all.
It was great. I couldn't have done it without my friends and family. You know, Will Speck Raj, Will and Jeff and my everyone who showed up, my sister Delia co-driving. That's how it happened as a team. It's the only way we can make it happen. And then this year, who leaned in really heavy is Team Baker Fab, my buddy Derek and Chad.
Okay.
They've done so. They've been my my Fab guys on the front end, putting in the new axle. So
sweet.
Really, really excited to see to get out there and show what we can do.
That's so cool.
So is it done? Yeah. Is it driving now? Rolling?
Well, the idea was we'd have it on the trailer this Friday. But we're probably not going to get the rear end parts, the rear diff and the rear axle shafts until early next week. So I got the batteries from EV West. EV West is sponsoring us and helping us out with the batteries.
Oh, super
in
cool.
A big way.
So not doing the Leaf batteries anymore?
No, we had to change those out when we raced the San Felipe, the Score San Felipe race.
Uh-huh.
So that's when we got with EV West, and they had a ton of old Tesla modules that were originally for the e-smart cars. And we put them into custom aluminum enclosures.
Oh.
And so the car is now wired and set up for the mounting of three boxes. And in each box are six modules from e-smart cars. And they're 300 pounds each. So we're putting 1,200 pounds in the bed of this truck.
Wow.
And and I got a bunch of them at the shop. And actually, I'm charging over this week. We're charging up to like an 80%. Storage charge, and when we're at the desert, we'll charge to the final 100% right before the race.
Okay.
It's not the best to keep the batteries at 100% for any period of time. You mm-hmm. That's just really brief. You could degrade the batteries if you keep them at 100%.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Wow. Yeah. So
we're getting ready. Talk about this front axle a little bit more. So it sounds like a pretty beefy Toyota axle that you're putting in.
Yeah, before you get going there, just make sure you don't leave Tyler to look at it, because he might steal it from you.
Oh, Tyler from Snail Trail?
From Snail Trail,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I got some pics on my Instagram, and I'm going to do some more of it. When we were looking at what we wanted to do, the car, ever since it was built, it's always had kind of the best of the best Toyota stuff. It's got a Marlin Crawler turbo transmission, and it has dual cases. Uh-huh. And it has a diamond rear axle, fabricated rear housing.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's always had like really high-end parts in it. And so I wanted to kind of keep with that. And so we FJ80 housing. So it's a factory Toyota housing. And from there, it's basically gone nuts. We put made our own knuckleball gussets. Got RCV axle shafts, put an ARB in the high pinion diff with 529s,
right,
and a single ram assist, like a single ended ram.
Okay.
And Hellfire knuckles, which are, some of the best for the FJ80s.
Yep.
So we're really kind of going for it. Wanted to keep the best parts, or pretty close to the best parts, going into the car. With we got ADS shocks from McMaster Faber Shock Talk.
Cool. Oh, wow.
Bought some shocks from him. So yeah, we're excited. I think the front end's gonna party a lot harder than the rear end now. So maybe the rear end is in order after this race.
That's right.
Might have to four-link the rear.
That's right. The next weakest link, right?
Right.
Yeah. The operation creep, right? It just keeps going and going and going. Yep. So
that's cool. Yeah, so new excited. Front end, new battery setup. And you're hoping for some rock sections in this year's race.
Yeah, we got 37 inch tires from Milestar, and they're going on Raceline wheels.
Nice.
So we're putting bigger tires on it. We're gonna have to clearance the fenders. It's the biggest tires this car has ever had. It was built for 35s.
Okay.
So
right.
We're gonna be doing some hacking. We're gonna get the Sawzall out.
Get the old Sawzall.
Nice.
Yeah, the car's gonna sit pretty low. We C-notched the frame and did a ton of fab work in the front end.
Holy moly.
To get as much to keep as much up travel as possible while staying low. So the car should boogie pretty good. It's all about trying to keep the car moving and using the brakes as little as possible. That way we can keep the energy in the batteries instead of going into the sand.
Okay.
So it's the same Leaf motor that's in it, electric motor, or did you change that motor out?
Still the 2015 Leaf motor, standard 80 kilowatt. There's a couple of different inverter choices. We could up the power, but as of right now, we're leaving it alone. Mostly just because we're trying to conserve energy more than have more power. That's kind of important.
Well, range. So that's range. That equates into range, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah.
Right on. What does the class look like this year for you? What's the competition looking like?
Yeah, you got any competition this year?
I haven't seen any pictures. I've been hoping to see some stuff. I've been hoping that someone, because I don't want to race myself again. I want to race somebody.
Party of one, now serving. Little, party of one.
I've heard a little rumbling about an electric UTV on 37 showing up.
Really?
By a prior a prior 4400 racer.
Ooh. Huh.
I don't know if they are or they aren't, and I haven't talked to them, so I guess I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
I heard it from a little birdie.
Uh-huh.
All right.
So that would be awesome. I hope that that's the case. We'll see. You know, nothing's nothing until you know, the
right.
green flag drops and the bullshit stops.
That's right. Right. That's right. Till race day and you're actually out on the track. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, cause we haven't even heard anything about other teams that are stepping up or anything like that. I mean, we all heard the Dave Cole announcement about the crate setups that he bought and was distributing out to teams to build cars, but I don't know if anything, we haven't heard of anything no. that's come from that.
Yeah, supposedly, you know, those are going to be distributed at King of the Hammers. We'll see what, you know, what the future holds. But yeah, I guess supposedly there's going to be another competitor, which I'm super excited about. This track's also a little different than last year in that the longest part of the track without going to pit is 50 miles.
Right.
Whereas last year it was 48.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's not that much of a difference, but every little bit counts.
Sure.
Well, you have to calculate for it, right? You have to account for it.
Yeah. It's on lap one. It's after you get to pit one. It's the section to go when you have to leave pit one and you come back to pit one. It's a 50-mile loop.
That's right. And, but you had some extra juice last year. You weren't running too close, getting from the pits. If I remember right,
we did. We had a 62 kilowatt hour battery from a late model Nissan Leaf, but now we have a 52 about battery in the car. So we have less capacity and we're going to go to, so I think what we might do is for that 50 mile loop, we might take the 37 inch tires off and put 33 inch tires on.
Oh, interesting.
To try to get. Yeah, to get less less rotating mass,
right.
To try to keep as much battery, as much energy in the battery as possible.
Or you could cut holes in the floor and use like the Flintstone mattress.
Start running, yeah. we'll flap our arms.
That's right. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
What's your co-dog situation like? Is your sister going to run with you again?
Is she coming back?
So she was at the time when it was a little bit before Christmas, not too much before, roughly just a few months ago. She, you know, she was still working. She had a job lined up, and she wasn't gonna be able to make King of the Hammers. And so I asked one of my best friends, Derek Baker, to co-drive for me.
Team Baker.
So he's gonna be my co-drive. Yeah, but she since then Delia's job situation has changed. She's going to make it to Hammers.
Oh, great.
But yeah, so, but anyways, this year it's going to be Derek Baker as my co-driver, which is awesome. He's a great rock crawler. We hang out all the time. We have an awesome time together and a really good chemistry in the car. So, and he's really good with the winch, which we're going to have to use a lot. So,
oh, that's so awesome. Okay. So that'll be cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a good fit. We're trying to put our best foot forward.
Heck yeah,
hell yeah. So when this episode drops, it's going to be, I believe, next Tuesday, which is the, I don't even know what the date.
Yeah, so it's going to be days away from heading down to the lake bed. So when are you getting there, and how much testing are you doing prior to, and what's that week look like for you?
Well, so like we wanted to get to the lake bed this Friday, but you know, we're kind of be waiting on parts. So I think this weekend I'm probably going to move batteries out to the lake bed.
Okay.
And right. I think early next week, whether it's Monday or Tuesday when this episode airs, that's probably when we'll be moving the truck out there. And we like to get our camp set up as early as possible because we're going to need a big circle for this year.
Okay.
So we're going to pre-position some trailers and some cars and trucks and some motorhomes and stuff to kind of to get a big circle around the track.
So. Are you going to be Ultra 3 race camping again?
Oh, yeah.
Well, so the three-time reigning champ is Sean Smith. And we'll see if he's from our group. He's from Oregon. And there's been a few contenders who have come to try to knock him off. Well, this year we're really going to try to take him down. I am. I put a new big block in my trike. I put a 190 in it.
Oh, Jesus.
So we're actually taking it serious. I'm going to lace my boots up for this one.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Maybe put a Hans device on
the Oregon. And then who's the other contingent in the, what do you call that? The Aura.
Orabama.
Alabama. Part of Alabama. Part of Oregon. We're that's from everywhere.
Yeah.
But that's just kind of the name.
The Orabama sort of just kind of flows.
Orabama? Yeah, well, you have to figure out how to get Boston in there, too. Orababama.
Orababama. I like that. Orababama. I'll be there. That's awesome. Well, we're camped right across from you guys, so and we're having toga night on Tuesday night. So,
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, come ride the trikes on the toga.
It might happen. Might get wrapped up in the rear sprocket, but this could be really interesting. Rip the toga right off.
Get all wadded up. Yeah. There you go. And I don't wear anything under my toga.
Oh, jeez. So oh, jeez.
Risky business. Yeah. I'm
telling you. Jeez. Right on, man. God, what else? I mean, we're Wheeling Wine Whiskey is getting super excited. We are super excited for getting down to the desert floor and hanging out with everybody and whatnot. But is there anything else you want to mention about your adventure coming into 2022 KOH?
I want to thank Milestar and I want to thank Raceline. They've really helped out our program a lot, and I really believe in their products. That's the main thing. And I want to thank my family for helping out, and my friends for helping make this dream a reality.
Yeah,
awesome.
And kind of trying to share it together as much as possible. You know,
your dad showing up again.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Okay.
He's going to come out Tuesday to Monday. Tuesday to Monday is the East Coast contingent.
Okay.
We'll be in Alabama. So, it's going to be awesome. We're really looking forward to it. I want to thank you guys for calling up and saying hi and getting a little bit of the stories out.
Yeah,
what's going on? There's so many to tell.
Our listeners keep asking. It's like, hey, what's up with EV this year? And I'm like, hey, we're going to give him a call.
And we're going to be walking around during the week with our recorder, and we'll catch little quick interviews as we're walking around. So
yeah,
don't be
snippets.
Surprised.
Yeah, we'll be sticking a microphone in your face again.
right on. And I love hearing of all the other stories too that you guys put on. So I just want to say thank you. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it's
always welcome.
It's been fun, man. And we enjoy putting it out there. It's everybody contributes in one way or another, and this is our little deal that we like to do and share the stories, because there's some great freaking stories.
Hell yeah.
There on the lake bed to tell.
The evolution of the whole deal, man.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah. So, anything else? I know you've been in close contact with the who's who in the Ultra 4 arena. Any little leaks or anything you could share with our listeners of what's? I know there's a lot of new stuff this year. We got Sublime playing on Wednesday night.
Yeah,
in Hammertown. I mean, and then there's a pub. A beer pub at the
bar.
Yeah, a bar. Are you kidding me?
What's property bar? Yeah,
and they're gonna run a shuttle between the Hammertown and this bar. I mean, this is so cool.
It's getting big.
It's heating up more and more. I can't, 3 different nights to listen to music. The first Saturday night during the desert racing weekend, is Dueling Pianos, and then Wednesday is Spray Allen and Sublime, and then the Saturday after the big race is Hammer of Oz is opening for Pennywise.
So who is Hammer of Oz? Who is that? Do you know? Are you familiar with
him? Hammer of Oz is a local. It's a local band from like the Johnson Valley, Lucerne, Yucca area. And they're basically like an Ozzy Osbourne cover band.
Oh, I love Ozzy.
I've heard them play twice now. And they are like this guy. The guy Ozzy's really hard to sort of, you know, not mimic. I don't know the right word, but to kind of get the right sound.
No, mimic. And
this
you're guy, right.
He's like this huge dude. He kind of looks like Hagrid. And I hope he
Hagrid.
He's
and I fucking Harry Potter.
Saying that if he hears this. But he's like a big dude, long hair, and he absolutely nails it. Like it, he sounds just kind of like it, and the music is awesome. Like I can't wait to listen to them as much as any of the other acts.
Yeah.
So, I've heard them twice now. They're great. Like it's really cool. Like you know, Ultra 4 and KOH is stepping it up like that. Like that man, is, I mean,
that is so cool.
The entertainment value is through the roof.
You know? Oh, it is.
So. Yeah, the bang for your buck. It's off the chart, man.
As if it wasn't before.
Well, no, but, it just keeps getting better and better.
Yeah.
So, right on. All right, man. Yeah. Well, looking forward to getting down to the lake bed. We'll be down there before you know it, and we're gonna hook up and check out the
share
chart.
Share a beverage or four
or ten.
Cool. Yeah, let's go for a rock crawl in the EV too.
What's let's up? Do it, man. Hell let's yeah. do it. Do a little pre-running sounds early good. In the week.
yeah, that sounds awesome.
You're on. All right,
fellas.
I'm looking forward to it. Hey, Kyle, thanks for dropping in. We love it, and so looking forward to wish you the best of luck.
Absolutely, best of luck,
man. That's I can't wait to see your EV now because EVE has a new front end and three link and coilovers.
He put speakers hello, in and he has recorded 383 sounds.
Perfect. it's badass, cool. Man. Keep doing what you're doing. Love it. Love what you do. Love your passion. And looking forward to seeing you in a few days down on the lake bed.
Heck yeah. So. See you soon.
All right, man.
Thanks, bud. Likewise. Right. Cheers, fellas.
Cool. Cheers. Well, there you go. I love Boston Kyle, man. He's just a happy-go-lucky guy.
Oh, man.
Making it happen.
No Fs to give.
No. And they got a bigger and better front suspension axle.
Sassed.
The battery package. So looking forward to seeing him kick some ass again this year.
Oh, yeah. No, they're going to be camped just down the, just down the hill from us. So we'll be able to spend a little bit of time, hopefully, checking out the car and whatnot. And,
absolutely.
Crawling around a little bit and seeing what it's all about. Looking forward to that.
All right. So now, will you go ahead and introduce this next guest? Because,
well, we've been busy as this show we just give till it hurts. So we also, gave our good friend Kevin Jones, Ultra 4 Jones, a call. And he's always, got a minute for us and gave us an update on what his plans are for KOH 2022, and some great information. It's going to be an exciting event for him and his friends and whatnot. So without much more further ado, let's just roll it.
I heard his wife's knitting up some knickers for him.
Oh boy,
for Co-Dog there. Sorry, I just keep going here. Sorry. Okay, here we go.
Roll it.
Hey Chris, we got it. Did you call or did he call? What's going on here? This
he keeps
individual?
Calling me.
He's trying to beat out Amber on the time on the,
I don't
on the
know
podcast. I think
he's going to have to like camp in our houses to make that happen.
We have none other than Ultra 4 Jones back on the line. Welcome back, Kevin. How you doing?
Thank you. Thanks. I'm good. I was a little sad, when Amber was rubbing it in that she's a bigger star on the show now than I am.
But, yeah.
Oh boy.
She actually co-hosted down at Trail Hero because, Chris couldn't make it.
Yeah, I brought that up once and you just kind of changed subjects.
What?
Real quick,
so what are you talking about?
What? But huh? You know what, Kevin? You can always hang your hat on the fact that you were one of the, you were before.
You were
her,
the first. You were the first. You were our first. You will always be our first.
So you got that going for you. You might be our last.
And you were.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, hey, so we've been circling back with all our favorite Ultra 4 drivers.
Hell yeah.
You know, we wanted to circle back with you this year. We last left off with a brand new chassis and
Tac 1 Fab.
Yeah, thanks to Carlos at Tac 1 Fab. Right. That's a badass looking chassis, and you're going to have that on display at KOH, I understand.
In Hammertown.
That is the plan. I'm working my hardest.
Okay.
I've got 4 more days off between now and the time I leave to get it all done, and still waiting on a few parts, and you know, I got a lot of work to do, but you know, I've done dumber things. So
Hashtag KOH prep.
So it's going to be a roller.
Yeah. The plan was really just to get it, get some axles under it so that I could show off the chassis and the Raceline wheels and the Nexen tires and just get the thing out there and get some conversation going. And, you know, there's some people I want their opinions of too, on maybe things I should do and setup I should consider. And,
I
just thought it'd be kind of a fun way to.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. But yeah, with the chassis sitting there, and you could call over whoever and say, hey, what do you think of this? What do you think of that? That's a good idea. I like that.
Yeah.
It could go 2 different directions.
Well, it could. But, you know, it's nice to get, you know, instead of showing pictures on your phone, you're like, hey, look at this chassis.
Oh, for
right
sure.
There.
No, three. Yeah. Being able to put hands on it.
Nexen is going to have a booth there?
They are going to have their semi trailer, I believe.
Wow.
I don't think they're going to have, like, you know, a big fancy, you know, awning and music and go-go dancers like Chris wanted, but,
what?
I know, I'm sorry.
Free hot dogs.
But, yeah, I think their plan is to, you know, they bought a vendor spot and they're going to have the semi there and probably a couple of company vehicles with Nexens on them. And
okay.
I asked if I could leave my car there for the week too, just to let people check it out. And, you know, I think it'll be well received.
Heck yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think that's awesome.
Very cool. I'm looking forward to checking the car out again and seeing it roll around.
Yeah. Yeah. And you could sit back in it and make noises, race car noises.
Is that what that sounds like?
Something like that. So, let's talk about what you got on tap for KOH Race Week, because you're it's much different than any other year you've been there. You know, you've volunteered in the past, and you've got a mix of things going on this year. And why don't you kind of walk us through what you got planned on your calendar for KOH Week?
Yeah, for sure. So I'm waiting for Derek to basically tell me, you know, what day he's leaving. And then I told him I would kind of hit the road that same day, assuming my car's, you know, sitting on tires.
D-mill with a welder.
D-mill with a welder.
D-mill with a welder, yes.
Yeah, he's thrashing furiously trying to get his
turbocharged
LS swap Toyota Sequoia done. So it's going to be pretty wild. But yeah, we're looking at probably leaving in exactly a week. On the 25th.
Okay.
Because the first day they're going to release course and you can pre-run is the 27th. So it'd be good to get down there and let him drive the car a bit on the 26th and maybe try and get some shock tuning in with Phil or something. I know he's working on that. That's
okay.
Kind of his stuff. And yeah, the plan, I thought it was pretty straightforward up until yesterday that I was just going to go down there and help Derek. But a golf cart racer that I met at the BFE race in Moab, he reached out to the Instagram world that he needed a co-driver. And, so I messaged him and said, hey man, I don't know who you got planned for this, but, I'd love to get some experience doing something else and doing more and, you know, honestly, just be competitive.
Sure.
In any way, shape or form I can. I'll be navigator for the 4932 Scott Lesage.
Nice. Scott Lesage. All right.
Co-dogging in a golf cart.
So you're going to be the kid.
Co-dogging in a golf cart.
Yeah, we call that the four caddy in golf.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know, I'm definitely one of those guys that calls it the wrong seat. And I've been pretty vocal about my you know, lack of love for golf carts. But, you know, usually in the same breath, I back it up by saying those things are fast. Those things are really fast.
Yeah, they've come a long way too. I mean,
they've come a long way. So I'm really excited to see the race from a different perspective. I'm really excited to see what the UTVs are all about. And I'm really excited to learn everything I can from Scott, because he's a mechanical engineer by trade. He worked at Fox Shocks for years.
Oh, wow.
He's a very detail oriented guy. He takes his racing very seriously. I think he was third in national points last year. He knows what he's doing. So the opportunity to get in the car with him is, honestly, it's kind of intimidating. I've got a lot to learn and a lot to live up to. So
it's going to be cool though, in that being in the wrong seat, as Mr. Slauson says, but yeah, getting that perspective and in a totally different rig, you know, that's independent suspension, shorter wheelbase, shorter width, and going through the same course that you went through in a, 4,800 car. And I think that just helps build a better platform for you in the future of how to negotiate all that stuff and what that car can do.
Yeah.
And what your car can do, and how picking lines, whatever it may be. It's just seat time.
I think the evolution of Ultra Four Jones's racing career. I mean, you look at, a lot of the other race car drivers, they all do, they want seat time. So they're doing side by side. They're doing 4,800. They're also doing 4,400. So, I mean, this could be that stepping stone for you, Kevin, where you suddenly, it's like, shit, I'm in the 4,900 car. Maybe you need to invest in a 4,900 car. I'm sure your wife would be like, what the fuck,
But get that Chris money.
Yeah.
Right. But I mean, it's seat time, right? I mean, that's what a lot of these guys are doing right now, is they're doing the 4,900 so they can see the track, and then they get in their using Levi Shirley as an example. I mean, he's the perfect example. He's got the side by side. Then of course he has the 4,800. Then he gets into the big dog car on Saturday, the 4,400, and tears it up, just like anybody else. So, but I mean, is that in the future for Ultra Four Jones? We don't know, but this could be the taste that sparks that. Who knows?
Yeah. No, I don't disagree. And I think, there's been so many times I've chewed on Robert for his co-driving abilities or inabilities, at a given moment or something. And I have a feeling I'm about to learn how hard that job is. So, I don't want to let Scott down. He takes his racing really serious. And, I've already been watching. He told me he wants to use rally notes for driving. So I've been watching some YouTube videos on how to read rally notes.
And, so rally notes, as in they count off the corner and then, okay, I've seen some of that stuff on YouTube, but what are rally notes?
Yeah, I gotta work on my accent, because they all seem to have an accent.
They do have an accent.
Yeah. Yeah. It's right two, slight crest, 300, left one,
Okay, so what does right two mean? In 2 feet? 2 miles, 200 feet? No, what's that mean?
So they use a 1-6 scale. I mean, there's various different ways to do this, but it seems like a popular way is this 1-6 scale. So if you picture like gears in a 6-speed gearbox, which a lot of the rally cars probably are, it's basically the gear that you'd probably use for the turn.
Oh, okay.
So a right one is a very sharp, slow speed turn.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, but like a right six would, you probably don't even lift.
Yeah.
You probably just stay matted on the gas and you just slowly bear right a little bit.
Okay.
And then, if you call out, yards or meters, it would just be a distance, before, after, or during. So maybe it's a right six, 300. So then you go straight for 300 yards and then there's a left three or something. So you're going to need to downshift a couple of times for the left-hand turn type of deal after 300 yards.
So is this all popping up on the GPS, or is this?
Well, that's what I'm going to have to work out with Scott. Is, does he want me to call it as I see it on the GPS screen, or when we pre-run, are we going to
make notes?
Am I physically going to take a notepad and make notes? I don't really know yet, but I'm you know, I told him I would learn the language to start with, and then we'll go from there. So
interesting.
Well, it's cool. And I could see, you know, that it's, that's the difference between lifting and, you know, cause you don't know what's over that rise, or you don't know how sharp the turn is, and then realizing, oh, you backed off way too much, and then you jump back in the gas. And, you know, we had a lot of stuff like that where Robert would just, you know, we weren't that sophisticated. He would just call out right turn. And then it turns out it's just a very slight bend. And I backed off and jumped on the brakes, and it's like, well, that just cost us 3 seconds, you know, and just keep adding all those up, you know, over the course of 7 hours, and you've lost, you know, several minutes or whatever. So,
well, that's going to cut down on the chit chat there of the storytelling and stuff. And
I hope,
in Mexico at that midget bar or something, you know, I mean, there's so many things that,
do you remember when we ran into Lorenzo down there in that bar in Tijuana? Yeah.
Oh man. Well, that's,
yeah, I think they'll, yeah, I think, you know, so you figure you'll probably use language like that for the desert where you're going danger fast, but,
not in the rock section.
No, there's a lot of trails where he can see the line himself, and he just needs to do it, you know, and those are probably times where I can, you know, I don't know, do other stuff and get ready, and we can crack a joke or two, and then, you know, get ready for the next.
Yeah, I can see in Spooners, large effing boulder 2 feet ahead. Veer right. Yeah.
I see
another large effing boulder, hard left. Proceed with caution. Well, that's cool, man. That's exciting. That's going to be something different. And
I think so.
Yeah, right on. So you get to use your race suit this year.
I get to use my race suit.
You got to go get it dry clean now and impressed. Yeah.
Dry clean.
Oh no, it's already dry clean. Oh,
okay.
After every race.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Ready to go at a moment's notice.
I don't wad that thing up.
They use Hans devices and everything in the side by sides and everything.
Yeah,
so you gotta use all your gear.
Yeah, and that was part of my sales pitch to Scott. Was I said, hey, I guarantee I fit in your car because I'm 5'9", and you know, I won't cause too much horsepower because I only weigh 160 pounds. I said I have all my own gear. I know how to run a winch line. I know how to, you know, do all the recovery stuff. I said I know how to use a radio. I said I've got navigational skills to learn, but I said, I think I'm, you know, 90% there for you.
Well, now I know why nobody's calling me to be their co-dog.
Hashtag dead weight.
I think figured out why Eric Swick's rolled over. I'm shitting, you know, and I kid you not.
How come you got 28 pounds of pressure in the driver's side and 45 on the right, on the passenger side? Oh, it's my passenger.
Bite me.
Anyways, well, that's cool. And then, but wait. There's more, maybe?
But wait, there's more.
You could be helping out D-Mill.
Yeah.
The next day.
The next day, right. So the UTV race will be Thursday the 3rd.
Right.
And then Derek's race will be Friday the 4th. So I'll jump back in my chase truck for that. And, you know, we're gonna try our damnedest to get Derek to the finish line this year.
Man, how, you haven't seen his rig in person yet, have you? Or
not? No, just he's shown me more photos than he's mm-hmm. putting on the IG. I always try to tell him to post more, but you know, he's busy. I get it.
Like, oh, sure.
That's the hardest part about doing the social stuff. But, we bounce a lot of pictures back and forth of the work we're doing and ask each other questions. So I've seen more of it than other people have, but I have not seen it in person.
Man, I can't wait to see that thing, and you know, on the lake bed. There's just, he's done so much this
so
year.
So much work.
So much.
Not even
the engine, and oh my gosh,
Sequoia anymore.
No.
Yeah, I talked to him this morning. He thought by the end of the day today, he could, if he really wanted, he could probably fire it up. But
that's always a nerve-wracking moment.
Yeah, but he's still got a lot of other stuff to do. So
is his plan to get it on the dyno before heading to the lake bed?
No, there's no dyno for vehicles like that. He's just gonna turn the key and do a burnout and load it in the trailer.
There you go. Run it around the block a couple times and piss off the neighbors and load it in the trailer and go.
Any idea what kind of horsepower that motor is going to put down to the crank?
We're trying, it sounds like his co-driver and I are on the same page, trying to convince him to limit the boost very conservatively.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, he said the teenager in him wants to turn it up and let it rip, but It should. I mean, a turbocharged LS should make all the power you could ever want. But
so conservatively, that also 500.
Yeah. Oh, I would think. Yeah, you could make 500. I mean, he's probably going to limit it to like 8 or 10 pounds of boost, and at the crank, I'm sure that's 500 all day. You know, so whereas if he
375,
if he put it
wheels
up in the teens,
yeah,
something like that, maybe. Well, he doesn't need a lot of horsepower to.
Well, he's got a heavy rig though. He needs something to move that.
Well, that was his challenge last year. He just, you know, dogged down. What he had the five? Did he have the 4.7 or the 5.7 on that thing?
I think it was the 4.7.
Yeah, it seemed like he was dogging down pretty hard in some of the more, you know, obviously the high speed stuff, but some of the steep hill climbs, it seemed like he was struggling too. It was just trying to find the power to pull it off.
Yeah, no, I mean those sand hills out there, they're real.
They're tough.
You gotta hit them hard and, you know, grab some gears for sure.
Well, I know following pre-running with you last year, we got out and that one sand hill and I was like, holy crap, this is the course right here? I mean, it was a sand drag up a hill.
Yeah.
And I had to throw it in a low range to generate enough wheel speed to get up there with my 43s.
Wow.
But, yeah, it was crazy.
Hammer down to downtown.
Yeah.
I'll never forget. I mean, that one sand hill was probably mile three of our first race in 2020. And, you know, I didn't even know if we belonged out there. And we came around the corner to that sandhill and there were like five cars just scattered all over that thing. And I was like, what on earth, you know? And I just banged second gear and put it on the floor and went past all of them. And I vividly remember like, okay, we belong here.
Here we are. We're good. Yeah. We're good.
Winning.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Kind of reassurance there.
Right.
Okay, so golf carts, you're playing golf on Thursday, and then golf on Thursday, and then Friday you're assisting D-Mill with pit support, so that's cool. And then are you doing some volunteer stuff too, or no? I thought I...
Yeah, we're... I signed up as a... So historically, I mean, all the way back to 2013 when I first started going, we volunteered every year, but my group leader is not coming this year. So I signed up as the group leader, but I need to get Derek, his buddy Travis, my dad, and my brother signed up still. And then, you know, figure out exactly what rigs we'll have. Okay. It's always hard to count on the race rig because, you know, Derek may break it.
Sure.
but I know Travis has a pretty capable forerunner and my truck can do sort of kind of okay. And so we'll see what they need, but you know, I don't really want to run crowd control, but I'd rather, you know, do a checkpoint or do some light recovery or something.
Sure. Sure.
Right on.
Yeah.
Once you tow Robbie Gordon back to camp, you kind of get spoiled. You know?
That's right. Your claim to fame.
Yeah.
We recorded with, Cynthia and Clint. Cynthia's a head of volunteers for Ultra 4 Racing, and so that was the episode that aired last Thursday, and that was some good information. So
cool.
I'm sure if you still want to, you know, show up, and she even said they take walk-ins on the lake bed. So
that's right.
So volunteering is key success for that event.
Absolutely.
One of the keys for success for that event. So, cool.
It's, you know, they've hammered it into us at the volunteer meetings over the years that, you know, BLM, they only have a couple rangers out there, but the rangers are basically on patrol every day on race day. And if they go somewhere that the BLM deemed needed a road crossing guard or a crowd control or some other form of, you know, security,
safety and
yeah. And Ultra 4 provide it because of a volunteer that didn't show up to their post.
Yeah.
Or, you know, whatever reason, you know, it puts Ultra 4's permit in jeopardy.
Sure.
Absolutely.
You know, so it really does live and die by the volunteers. And, you know, they try to show appreciation every way they can. They feed you one meal every year. And, you know, they got the volunteer raffle.
Right.
But it's, you know, it takes more out of you than it puts back in for sure. But I've always enjoyed it because it gets us a little closer to the action. And
Well, it, yeah, you're contributing into the you know, the sport that you love, and it's, you know, end of the day, yeah, you're probably whooped, but it's a good beating.
It's a good beating.
The beatings will continue until morale improves.
That's right.
No, so yeah, no, it's super super cool. You know, we beat that one up pretty good the last podcast, but we love it. I mean, it really comes down to passion and the camaraderie in the sport, and like you say, being out there, being part of something that is absolutely ginormous and super freaking fun. So. That's the stuff that you're going to be thinking about when you're sitting in your rocking chair at, you know, 90 something years old, contemplating your life choices and wondering, you know,
did he drink enough bourbon?
Yeah. Did I race enough? Did I volunteer enough? Did I whatever enough? And, you know, you can rest assured that if you volunteer for KOH, you lived a good life.
Hell yeah.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. And that's, you know, that's kind of been my, you know, I've talked to you guys about it. It's kind of been my resolution for 2022 is don't just get stuck in the race too, but try to enjoy all the things that off-roading has to offer and try to get to more events and try to do stuff. And that's kind of what that cheap truck challenge was. Too, you know, it's just, just try to get out there and just enjoy what off-roading, you know, experiences.
Yeah. So carnage on Clawhammer there. So, you competed in that, and there was like 12 rigs.
No. There were six.
Oh, six rigs, 12 people.
Yeah. We'll really
going to be the OG half dozen.
OG six.
OG six.
So, so you had some fun with that and took a 4x4 Ford Courier, 3/4 of the way roughly up Turkey Claw. I mean, Clawhammer?
Clawhammer.
Yeah. So that's pretty impressive right there. We're still waiting for some more video to leak from that, but what video I've seen, it looked pretty brutal.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's funny. I had, you know, Shirtless Farmer with me as my co-dog for that. And he doesn't get out on the trails. He doesn't see that stuff from the crew chief standpoint. And you know, we're out there on the trail, we're walking it, we're driving little sections, we're, you know, stopping and helping other people and just kind of enjoying the day and the pace. You know, and at one point I told him, I said, after we've been on the trail for hours, you know, I said, this trail in the race car is 10 minutes tops.
Right. You know?
And it's, his eyes get big and his jaw drops. And he's like, I don't even understand that.
Yeah. You know, it's like, does not compute.
Yeah. Does not compute. Yeah. So it's rec wheeling is just so different.
It is.
But very, very fun.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I like to do.
So the rest of the story is going to show up on the IG or YouTube soon, or how's that going?
Yeah. I decided to chop it up into episodes. So I'm trying to keep the YouTube videos, you know, 10 to 20 minutes, maybe. Okay. Something like that.
That's good.
And I've just got so much content because I started recording when I went to go buy the truck. I'm uploading episode one as we speak, which is just basically purchasing the truck and bringing it home and kind of a review of it. And then episode two will be all the modifications I made to it or lack thereof. And then I think episode three and four will be, you know, out there and what we did and everything. So I'll try and get all that stuff cranked out as quick as I can, but cool. You know, I'm still editing everything on my iPhone. I haven't gotten a computer yet.
That blows my mind. I mean, that video when you and your spouse went down to
Arizona,
and you posted to me that was all done on your iPhone, I was like, you got to be kidding me. I mean, that was great.
It's pretty tedious trying to, you know, stab the tiny screen with your fat little finger, you know. Cut like tenths of a second out of a clip, you know, to try to get it to line up better. But, you know, that's what I got. So it's
work with what you got.
You work with what you got. Kind of fits my race car theme too. You know?
Right. Exactly. No doubt. Yeah. No doubt.
But we'll get there.
Are you carving out any time to party with us up at, camp?
He doesn't even know.
Camp Wheeling Hammer Whiskey.
Town Heights Estates.
Hammertown Heights Estates. Yeah. Are you carving out time for us?
I just got rumor of some toga party that there's I wasn't toga, invited to. But
toga. Toga. Hey, there's a Facebook page apparently. Tuesday night, Tuesday night, toga night, yeah. And then we're all going to wander over to Ultra 3. The you know, there might be a three-wheeler race that breaks out, I heard, and yeah, we're going to wander over in our togas.
Nice. That was might be a little chilly. Might be a little.
Well, that's all right, but I guarantee I'll probably have my heated jacket underneath my toga.
Nice. Yeah.
I'm not going to have bare exposed skin out
Carhartt
there.
Onesie on.
Yeah, maybe the Carhartt onesie. I'm going to probably have some laurel or something around my head band. I'll come up with some stuff.
It'll be like
stuff,
Caligula,
you know?
Right?
Yeah. We got to come up with a trophy for best toga, and Chris got the one with the John Belushi on the on the front there, so it's gonna be great. Nice.
Whatever.
Yeah, I'll be up there for the Ultra 3. I'm sure that was so rowdy last year.
Oh yeah,
I can't believe it. It's so rowdy.
We missed most of
that
it.
That was awesome.
It's so good. So yeah, cool. Yeah, looking forward to it. I know you went from kind of just, this is going to be just kind of a fun year down in the desert to now you got to work your ass off, Kevin. So congratulations
on
that
again. Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Just say no. N-O, no, no. But that, man, great opportunity. That's going to be awesome. Can't wait to hear. Hopefully you have a good day of golf and that experience.
Yeah.
Chris has an extra ball washer for you if you need that.
We can strap onto the cart, that's for sure.
I know you guys aren't into the golf cart coverage, and you know, I up until this year I probably wasn't either, but have you seen the details on the grudge match that they're going to do after?
Yes. Yes. So top 20. They're going to flip upside down. So the 20th is going to be first, and $10,000 for four laps around the short course. You got 1 hour to work on your car.
Yep. That is going to be insane.
It really is.
I remember watching the class 11s last year at night, and that was pretty rowdy.
That was so much fun.
There were only like a dozen of them.
Yeah.
And they're class 11s. You know, they're pretty sedate. Like 20 UTVs going for a $10,000 winner take all prize.
Yeah.
That's going to be.
Yeah, and it's
that's going to be something to watch.
It's after the main race, so they don't care if they wad up their jump.
Oh, no.
So it's going to be just pedal to the metal and no lift.
Never lift.
That's good. Well, you have fun in that one. Hopefully, you guys make it to that race.
I'm kind of hoping he lets. Yeah, I hope he makes it, and I hope he lets me out before we start.
Never lift.
That's going to be, I can only imagine what a short course wheel to wheel is like in those things.
My biggest concern about this KOH week is when I'm going to sleep, because it sounds like there's something going from 24 hours.
You just go until you don't.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know.
You just do. You just go until you don't.
It's crazy.
You know, so.
Well, it's a good thing I'm drinking less. I'm more awake now.
I'll
drink some more coffee. I don't do the Red Bull Monster energy drinks, but I'll do coffee.
There you go. Kevin, how do people find you?
IG at Ultra 4 Jones is the best.
There it is.
There's a Facebook there too, but people that message me there, they usually, I don't get back to them very quickly. So find me on the IG, Ultra 4 Jones.
There you go.
And you also have a YouTube channel, right?
I do. Yeah. Sorry. I'm not good at promoting that one yet. So. And honestly, it's not that good yet. You know, I've got so much to learn, but.
Oh, there's a lot of great content there. What are you talking
about?
Yeah. The most popular video so far has been my review of the Harbor Freight generator. That one has the most views.
Isn't that great?
That thing's still running?
Yeah. I'm going to bring it to Hammers.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
All right.
Leave it running for like 10 days straight.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah. No doubt. That'd be the review of the decade right there.
Did they make a propane conversion for that?
I haven't seen one, but I wouldn't be surprised if the aftermarket has, because I know they've got like remote start kits, off-road wheels and stuff for them. But
okay.
I wouldn't be surprised if somebody makes a propane conversion.
Yeah. Propane and propane accessories.
But yeah,
YouTube channel's what?
YouTube, it's Chasing 518.
Chasing 518.
Right on. Follow Kevin Jones, Chasing 518 on the YouTube. And then what was your IG again?
Ultra 4 Jones.
four Jones, the number nice. Four.
Sweet.
Chris has a memory lapse here.
Wow, well, I just want him to talk.
I get it. He's trying to make sure I get my.
Yeah, if you say it three times, then people remember it. Ultra 4 Jones on the IG.
Do you have an 800 number yet?
Yeah, Kevin? You have an 800 number that people can call in?
No.
No, but what is 408-800-5169.
Very nice. Look at that. Holy he remembers. Shit.
Nice.
I don't think. Have you called in yet? I don't think you've.
I don't think so.
No, you need to call in. Leave a funny message. You need to get, maybe you and your cohort there or get D-Mill or something. Get the shirtless farmer and get drunk one night and call in and see what you got. That's what most people do.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
So, right on, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you guys as always.
Yeah. Looking forward to seeing the chassis on the lake bed there, the TAC 1 fab chassis.
Just a few days.
At the Nexen booth. And then look forward to you in your wingtip shoes and Argyle socks and sweater for the golf cart race on Thursday. Chris will be sure. Don't forget the ball washer, Chris. Put that on your notes right now.
Ball washer?
The ball washer, yes. Okay. Yes, ball washer. He's got it. He's writing it down right now.
R8 ball washer.
There you go. And then, looking forward to seeing D-Mill get that Sequoia Beast across the finish
Sequoia
line.
Sequoia Beast. Yeah.
Man, so many stories, so many great things. What a week this is shaping up to be.
Yep, it's going to be awesome.
It's
going
to be good.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
Kevin, we'll see you in a few days.
All right, man. We'll see you on the lake bed.
See you guys.
All right. Take care.
Good night.
Bye. Four. All right. How about that?
That's good. Oh, boy.
This is good. Man, it's so cool, though, that, I mean, how universal is that? Going from, building a car, rebuilding a car, racing, competing, mm-hmm. completing two, not one, but two. KOH is in the 4800 class.
Right.
And now, building a new car, don't have a driver's seat to be in, but he's hopping in right seat there for the UTV race and helping out D-Mill.
Right.
Helping crew that. So freaking awesome. Ultra 4 Jones is like the Swiss Army knife of people out there at the
here's what the deal. Like, I mean, he's getting a reputation as a guy that does his research and works hard and doesn't just talk the talk, he walks the walk. And that's important, and it makes a big difference in what people see, how people see him. So, it's not surprising to me to see that he's getting invitations to be a right seat here, right seat there, or helping pit with people. And that shows his character, and I like it. I think it's
yeah, it would have been real easy to stay home, save money, stay in the garage, working on the chassis, making it, so he's got a year to put things back together for KOH 2023. But he's
2023
staying relevant and I know, isn't that crazy?
Hopefully he's racing before 2023 KOH.
That's true. But anyways, you know what I mean?
I know.
Real easy to stay home and just watch it on the big screen there. And but he's out there making it happen and staying relevant and part of the staying in the game. So
absolutely.
There you go. That's awesome. So,
subject.
It is shallow mind.
We've been covering a lot of stuff. I mean, KOH, when you hopefully the listeners are enjoying this show, this episode, as they're driving down to the lake bed and driving down Boone Road, hopefully, getting ready to have a lot of fun because that's what KOH is all about. And, we're going to be, sitting down with quite a few different personalities when we're down at KOH. We've arranged for some great chats, and we'll bring those to you as internet is available. I know being media, we're going to have access to the media tent, which is supposedly has pretty good internet, and in the past it has. So We're going to be, I know that the Snail Boys have been talking about doing a little meetup down at the Morflate booth.
Yeah. When is that going to happen?
I believe they were talking about doing it. I think, God, I don't
Friday know. Or Saturday. So we will have to post that. Look for it on IG.
Exactly.
Once we get confirmation, we will post it up on IG on the Wheeling Wine and Whiskey page, of a time where we can do a meet and greet. Anybody that wants to see our ugly mugs, and exactly. You know, I'm sure we'll have some stickers and swag with us.
Yep.
You know, I know I've got some shirts and hats, limited basis for sale. If anybody wants to buy anything on the lake bed there,
koozies, the ultra mega,
yeah,
koozies.
The ultra mega koozies for $5. We'll extend that $5 offer,
yeah.
In person offer. So that'll save you a couple bucks off the website. But
cash is king.
Yeah, Lorenzo will be have his green banker's. You know, hat on and
right.
You know, the visor,
right. Green visor,
banker's visor.
Accountant
so
visor.
He's going to be our accountant. So that ought to work out real well. But no, anyways, look forward to meeting people down there. I know, I've had a lot of people reach out to us and, yeah, it's going to be so flipping cool. So
it'd be epic.
Yeah. If you're already on the road on the way down there, safe travels. If you're about to, safe travels. And we will see you on the lake bed.
Heck
KOH
yeah.
2022.
3 days away, baby.
Woo!
Can't wait.
Yeah. Yeah. Say freaking, yeah, Chris.
Say yeah, yeah. FYYFF.
That's it. All right. Hey, with that, I got to get packing, man. I am way behind.
We all are.
All right.
On that note, we're out.